Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and woman with a noteworthy frontal bone, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is Fine Ass Forehead, a different kind of beautiful mind. Last night a man said to me, "You have a very beautiful forehead." Those words in that combination were so unexpected that I wasn't sure how to respond. I mean, what could I say but thank you? I should have been mildly uncomfortable as the man stood there, recklessly eyeballing my frontal lobe and trying to explain the context for his remark. Admittedly inebriated, he told me about a study that correlated the shape of a woman's forehead with her fertility. Well, that makes sense. And it explains all the imaginary children I have, 3 daughters and 1 son. Besides, you know what they say. Big head, big womb. Honestly, I really did enjoy the compliment. I have one of those faces that show everything I'm thinking. My forehead is where you'll see all my deep thoughts in HD. If I'm overthinking something, it'll manifest there. My brow has been deeply furrowed since about the age of 5, so Botox for me would be akin to a lobotomy. It was also nice to get some forehead love because when I was 18 years old, I was in a car accident, and my head had a most unfortunate meeting with the windshield. It was hella gruesome. At the time, the doctor said it would take many surgeries to repair the damage. Instead, I recovered with bacitracin, cocoa butter, bangs, and time. While beautiful forehead is one of the most unique compliments I've ever received, what boggles me a bit more are the angry ones. Sometimes a man will say, "You have very pretty eyes." And then, perhaps suspecting he's not the first person to ever say this to me, he'll follow it up with the accusatory, "You hear that a lot, don't you?" Yes, but I don't take that or any compliment for granted. I've never forgotten how epically heinous my puberty years were. Back then, comps were a bit thin on the ground. I even appreciate the street comments I get from sidewalk entrepreneurs. "Hey, Miss Lady, you are gorgeous." I smile and say thank you, sir, and keep it moving. See, that's the key. Smile, approve, and move. Unless, of course, you have the time to stand there and explain why he can't be your man and you can't be his boo. Knowing the power of a compliment, I don't hesitate to give one. A kind word can go a long way. But while we love getting compliments, we often don't know how to accept them. For some reason, a woman's first response is to reject a compliment before perhaps accepting it. "Nice outfit." "What? This old thing? Thanks." But this is not a gender-specific quirk. I've said "nice tie" and seen a man become flustered and tongue-tied. It's adorable. I don't know if the urge to deny, deflect, or feign unworthiness is some sort of factory default setting, but I do know this. Life is short. Take the compliment. Just don't let it go to your forehead. Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of the podcast and blog, please visit theurbanirma.com. Click the donate button. And buy your favorite writer, comic, and sexy forehead girl a cup of coffee. Any amount will help keep the good times coming. Thanks so much for the love and support.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat